next item is the application number 11493, the application of Sharon Culp. Site is north of Road 298, Banks Road, being southeast of Blue Boulevard, 1,390 feet north of Road 298, Banks Road, and being lot L13 in Shawn's Hideaway, which is a mobile home park, with a 911 address of 24439 Blue Boulevard, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 17, Parcel 166, and also being unit number 54900, requesting a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. And this variance is a 0.3-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. And that is the only portion of this request. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Link. Sir, you're up. Here you go, be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Stark, 2961 Skeeter Neck Road, Frederick, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I so swear.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just so you know, our firm has worked for Atlantis Homes in the past, so I don't know that it necessarily precludes me from being an assistant to the board, but if the board felt that questions needed to be asked, it could direct them to Vince Robertson.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening. I am here as the construction manager for Atlantis Homes, representing Mrs. Culp. To make a long story short, we applied for a C of O on the house, and were told that the setbacks were 20 foot between houses. We were in one side, but as we went back to the neighbor's house, we came 4 inches too close to his home, so I had to apply for the variance. You have my answers to the questions to sort of cut it into a nutshell. Our crew that went in there that put the footers in asked the park management that gave us the lines where we're supposed to set the house, mm-hmm. if we were in violation of the 20-foot setback, and we were told, nope, you're fine. So fine, we put our footers in, we put the house in, get in there, call up Lawrence's department, and of course then we have the variance, so I have to come for you. The 4 inches is to give us the 19'8", which is what we are on one side, mm-hmm. far enough away. I think you have a copy of our survey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one thing that I noticed in issue to it is that we have a septic system that's off to the back side of the house, mm-hmm. And we're trying to maintain like a foot at least variance away from that because of, you know, this is a mobile home park. The septic systems don't move, but the houses get bigger. This house was a 16 wide, so we couldn't move that far over. And one of the other things I stipulated on there is we had a set of steps that was put in that we're going to turn so that it won't encroach into the setback from the neighbor's yard. It doesn't detract with anything within the community because it is all manufactured homes that we're putting in there. And I'm asking for the minimum amount of setback that we can get to allow the house to stay exactly where it's at. Having said that, question?
Yeah, we'll advise the board that the steps are not a part of the issue or the requirement. They're allowed to encroach.
Okay.
Right. Yes, it's just that the way that we showed them, I have them turning it so the steps come to the front. Currently, right now, they go straight out toward the other house. So we are going to make that so that it will not. Yeah, Lawrence and I talked about that.
All right. Yeah. Okay, and we'll see then. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
You have none? Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no further questions.
Thank you for your time.
So, that having been said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,493. I believe the applicant has certainly addressed the standards in writing, and I think that will be part of the record. His testimony has been that, what was it, 3/10 of a foot? 3/10 of a foot, and the reason he can't really remove the new home is because they want to keep away from the septic, okay? Mm-hmm. And you got, let's see, the uniqueness of the lot, of course, is we know the small lots, they're 50 by 102, and that's a uniqueness. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. and the unnecessary hardship and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the sense of character of the neighborhood. There's been other variances of this sort there, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,493. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,493 is approved. Yes, sir. Good evening. Okay, next case, please.